up, everybody? Welcome to day two of E3 on Miss the Bus. I'm one of your co-hosts today, Matt. I'm joined by Tyler, Omar, and Bailey. We just watched the Microsoft and Bethesda conferences today. A lot of good stuff coming from those guys. We're going to dive into it. If you like what we do, just real quick, you know, like us on iTunes. Fuck.
you tried. Fucking, it's okay.
If leave a rating for us on iTunes, just search Miss the Bus. We're on there. Give us 5 stars if you like us. It helps us out a lot. We're on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod. Facebook, just search Miss the Bus. You can find us. All that good stuff. But yeah, so we're on day two of E3. What'd you guys think?
Woo! That's how I feel. That's because I like day two way better than day one.
No, I like it a lot.
Day
a lot
two
more.
Was a lot more hype. This is more the E3 that we know and love and want. So,
get you good. So excited.
It was really good. So, first off today was Microsoft's press conference. Microsoft needed to bring it. What do we think? Did they bring it? Just an overview before we get into everything.
I think they brought it.
You think they brought it?
I think they brought it.
I mean, I think they showed a lot of games. They showed a lot of service stuff. They did more than they normally do. Not a million exclusives, but they brought out all their big ones.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So in a sense, they brought it.
Right. And, yeah. And even to the naked eye, to people that don't know, Microsoft maybe alluded or made you think some of these games might have been exclusives that if you don't know that they're not.
Are
you
not.
Know. Right. Because right. Them being on the Microsoft stage and kind of presenting for the first time and seeing them on Microsoft, you're like, oh, that's Microsoft's game. But so we'll kind of go through which ones are and which ones aren't. Obviously, the big hard hitters of Microsoft's press conference was Halo Infinite.
Was it?
Well, it's one of them.
I'm saying they're big. They're big games. It's Halo Infinite and Gears 5
to grab the people.
And to every a few people may say Gears Pop was up there too.
Oh my god.
but no. So that was kind of what Microsoft brought it with. So and they opened it with Halo Infinite. So maybe we'll start with that. What did you guys think of the way Microsoft showed off their new Halo game?
I love Halo, but the trailer was didn't.
Well, okay. I think a lot of us at first were like, why is this it? Like, why did they not show anything else? And it also, in the very beginning, I know y'all were saying this, it didn't look like Halo.
Right.
Like, it's not what you normally would expect from
Well, it kind of looks like this was going to be an offshoot Halo game or a Battle Royale Halo game
right.
or something along
but
those lines.
But they said, no, it's the next story in Master Chief's story.
It's the next
I just said story twice, but you know
right.
what I mean.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a
for
story
sure.
story.
Yeah, so it's the next main Halo game. They said it's on a brand new engine, so maybe that's kind of to blame or to fault, whatever, for the way it looked.
Yeah.
I guess kind of the whole vibe of it, you know, seeing like wildlife and dinosaurs and fucking squads walking around, it just kind of seemed like something different.
Saw like big old rhinos or something.
Yeah. But no, not, and honestly, rewatching this, I think I had maybe, I don't know, like I said, what we're saying about it being like a Battle Royale game or just not the next Halo game, what it looked like, rewatching it, it looked a little bit better. I think maybe it was just like initial disappointment, and then you see it again, and you're like,
it was more just weird that they opened with that, then didn't really say anything about
right.
it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I expected them to circle back around at the end, at least, and be like, here's a little bit more about Halo Infinite. So we don't know anything. We know the name.
Honestly,
we saw a little bit, but
I do love at the very end when they show Master Chief's helmet.
Yeah. Iconic.
I know it's like, I don't know, kind of expected in trailers like that, but for some reason, every time I see it, I'm just like, damn.
I love Master Chief, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's so iconic, and he's really what Xbox has going for him now. So, but yeah. So unfortunately, there's just not a lot there for Halo Infinite. So I guess then you know what we saw a lot more of was Gears 5.
Yeah,
that's what they ended with.
That's what they ended with, which was good on them. To obviously they had more to show for
good
it.
On
so,
you.
So even though you'd argue Halo's their bigger game, it was kind of interesting that they put it to Gears because they just had more to show. So
yeah, it was like a cinematic, and they said that it's coming in 2019.
Right, and then from the cinematic, we also got like a pretty good bit of gameplay.
Yeah,
yeah, and story
it,
stuff.
It looked fucking awesome.
Dude,
yeah,
the campaign looks so cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I guess with Gears, you either love it or you hate it. But, I mean,
she's having the
most
nightmares.
People love it.
Yeah, I love
most
Gears.
People want
it. I think the story of Gears is very good.
Right. And if you're an Xbox One owner, I mean, you've been waiting for this. I mean, you got Gears 4, and Gears 4 was received well, right? I played most of Gears 4, and I really liked it. I don't know. Something about Gears 4 just felt like it's like the first three Gears are their trilogy,
exactly.
And then Gears 4 was like this, not even a reboot, but just like this fourth, not spinoff, but you know what I mean? It was like
that's
this
exactly
weird Gears child baby out there. You don't know what it is. And then we went into Gears 5. I don't know. It just maybe it's the way they're hyping it up, maybe the way they're presenting it, but it looks more like
I like
the next Gears game.
I liked seeing the 5. Like when they showed it on screen, it was kind of hype.
But you think that's the name they stick with, Gears 5?
They
or
said
is
it
Gears
is.
War?
They said
it's
Gears
5. 5?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet.
I like that more, though.
I like that, too.
I'm glad they ended with that instead of the pop announcement.
They started with Gears Pop. You see the Gears logo, and it ended up being just Gears Pop. And what was the other?
Gears Tactics.
Gears Tactics is going to be the PC kind of.
Those two games are like.
Yeah.
Nobody wants.
Right. I mean, so Gears Pop's going to be a mobile game. Am I right? Trying to get into the mobile market. That's interesting.
Which is funny because I think they were talking about making it a kid's game, but like Gears is not a kid's game.
It's not
game.
At all.
Yeah. Well, and I guess it's like they're just not going to show anything.
Well, their guns still have the chainsaws on them too. So.
But like when they cut them, it's just like pieces of plastic falling off because it's like pop
figures. I'm sure it'll be Lego style, like it'll be cutesy, but still violent in that funny way.
Well, and what do you think? Were you going to start getting more pop games after this?
I have no clue. I mean, who knows? That's a weird thing to even talk about.
It is. Pop figures are becoming so big. I don't know how video games are going to translate. They have said that this game isn't going to, it's not going to be anything like the Gears game. It's going to be completely different gameplay anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. Right. I mean, I don't know how much of it's still going to be like because Gears is a very like cover-based type. You know what I mean?
It is.
I wonder if they're going to add stuff like that to the game or if it's just going to be something, you know, completely new. We'll have to wait and see. And then as far as the strategy game goes, it's kind of like we said.
Yeah, how do you really want this? Like, is anybody actually going to play?
I don't care about that.
Are you guys even going to try it?
No. I mean, I'm just not into that. It's kind of like the same thing they did with Halo Wars. I mean, how many people really... And granted, it has its audience. I know there's people out there that like Halo Wars, and maybe they're the same people that don't like this game.
Yeah, I just don't personally care to spend my time doing
that. And it may be... Well, I mean, obviously they're making it for an audience, but it's almost like it was more about coming out with Gears and having three Gears games.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe that's Microsoft is just happy to be able to announce
three
games.
I thought that was it. Like, I thought that's all we were getting the first two announcements.
You didn't think they were going to do an actual Gears game? I thought that. I knew they had to. And the reason why I knew that is because we were at the end of the conference and they hadn't circled back to Halo yet.
Maybe.
And I was like, they can't. They have to put something there. So yeah, Gears. And what's the release there? What's the release year? They just said 2019
for 5.
Yeah,
2019.
So we'll be getting it next year.
That's actually not what they ended the conference with.
Well, right. Yeah. You almost thought it was the end, but then so and I guess maybe this is up there too with the big things that they announced. So it end their Gears ended, and then we got to see Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
Which looks awesome, and I think the last time we got a trailer for that was what, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and they still didn't even release like a date for it.
Well, that's the thing. Me watching this, I didn't even remember that trailer or anything announcing it from 5 years later. So I was like, is this just a brand new IP? Is this something like what's the connection here? And so I was almost wondering, like, why are they doing this at the end of their conference as their big hard hitter? But I guess it makes sense. You showed this really cool game 4 or 5 years ago, and now you're showing
a little bit
more. Yeah, and that's what I was going to kind of say. That's very, I'm not going to say misleading, but you almost think, oh, this is Microsoft, another one of their big exclusives, but it's not. It'll be out on PS4, probably PC too. So, but that game looks cool. Again, we don't have a lot to go off of.
I liked it a lot. I saw of it, at least.
Very Cowboy Bebop-esque.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Cowboy Bebop mixed with like Ready Player One and
Blade
Runner. Yeah,
the kid with the headset. And,
yeah. Like the way his costume design looked in the beginning was very much Ready
Dystopians
Player One.
Are in.
Yeah. So that'll be cool.
Funky.
Nothing about any kind of release for that either, though. So we'll just have to kind of get to it. So those were definitely their big, I don't know, you call it their big three, whatever. What else did you guys see in this conference that y'all liked?
Jump Force.
Jump Force.
I wasn't gonna, but we can go.
We go to Jump Force.
Funny thing is, I put Jump Farce because I like mistyped it and I never fixed it. But anyway.
So when that trailer started, Omar, did you know what was going on?
Hell, dude, no.
I don't think anybody did.
It threw me off so much because Angelo was like making little comments every now and then. He's like, dude, that's Naruto.
Well, yeah, Angelo was piecing together the Hokage statues and the One Piece ship. I don't watch One Piece.
The Jolly Roger.
Yeah, the Jolly Roger.
And then once you see all the characters on screen together, it hits you, dude. Mm-hmm. And it's like the hype is
real. It was cool, yeah.
And I think in the trailer, you didn't even really realize what this was going to be. Like,
No.
I guess once you see them all kind of charging at each other, it's like, oh, it's going to be a fighting game. But before that, I was like, what the fuck are we getting?
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. Was there some kind of Shonen Jump-esque fighter game that has already come out?
Oh yeah, I think Angela said something.
Was it called J-Force? J-All-Stars. That's something I don't know anything about.
Jump Force and J-Force.
So yeah, I guess they go together. I don't know. What'd you say?
No, I was going to ask, what were you talking about? Because I thought that's what you're going to...
Jump Force?
No, you said...
Oh, what were you excited for, Bailey?
Oh, I was super excited for We Happy Few.
Oh, yeah. We Happy Few looks really good.
What?
I guess I missed that. I'm not
It was like in the beginning.
Yeah, it was more towards the beginning. That's I think We Happy Few is a game that started off as one of those, was it a Kickstarter?
Yes, I have to look it up. It was.
Because there are people that are already playing it. I think it released in 2016 as like an early access alpha kind of thing.
I'd
have to look it up. Or 2017.
I didn't see it at first because I was late too and I didn't watch that one. But I like rewatched the trailer today and I was like really impressed with it. I thought the story seems really cool. It just seems like a game I would really enjoy.
It seems like
I also really like the animation.
Oh yeah. Well, it seemed almost like a more animated kind of Bioshock game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I really dug.
I thought it looked really cool.
It comes out August 10th, too.
And I guess we can kind of segue into this, that this kind of... Was this before or after Microsoft announced they had bought, was it
five? Oh, hey, that's my birthday.
It showed...
Ooh.
You just realized. They showed the game, and then later, towards the end of the conference, they announced all the studios that they bought.
Right, and was it four or five?
Four.
Four. Okay, so they bought four studios, which I don't think I have in front of me. One of them was... So they bought Gearbox? Because Gearbox was who's making We Happy Few. I have to look that up.
They bought the Initiative, Playground Games, Ninja Theory, Undead Labs, Compulsion Games, and I think that's about it.
Okay, so there's five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it was five.
Right, okay. So, but yeah, so then it's kind of interesting. So, because this game, We Happy Few, was scheduled to come out on PS4 and I guess PC, that doesn't matter. But since Microsoft... owns it now, does it still come out on PS4? What happened?
I think it does. I'm sure they're already making it.
I mean,
for
I
that.
Really hope it does.
It should.
It will.
And it's coming out so soon. It would be weird to like scrap it now, but at the same time, who knows when Microsoft bought these? You know what I mean? They didn't buy them on, you know, today.
Oh yeah, it is going to be multi-platform, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's what it says online, but when I was reading like post E3 stuff, that's when people were more up in the air. They're like, well, they haven't announced yet. Is it still coming out on PS4?
Oh, I got it.
Because obviously what these studios make going forward, Microsoft needs exclusives, so they're not going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's almost like, how far along was it? And are they even really allowed to do that? I'm sure there were already pre-orders and everything for the PS4 version, so I guess it's got to still come out for it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
It better. They don't have a choice.
It better.
It's good they announced it, though.
I'm letting them know.
It shows that they're going to be developing more new IPs and whatnot.
What'd y'all think about seeing like the very first bits of Fallout 76 at Microsoft's?
It was cool. I mean, it was cryptic, but we knew Bethesda was later in the day.
Right.
So we knew like Todd Howard wasn't going to show that much, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was a cinematic trailer, right?
And does it say anything? I know Microsoft had to make a statement with their whole conference, so does it say anything having Fallout 76 pop up at their conference?
Yeah, I mean, Bethesda's always been more partnered with Xbox. Their games come out on PlayStation, but they always debut everything with Xboxes, so they're in good relations.
So we got to see our first look at Fallout 76. That looks cool. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice looked awesome too.
Yeah.
I think that's from the people that do Dark Souls. Mm-hmm. And it looks very Dark Souls-esque. It's almost like, you know, you have Dark Souls, then they went to Bloodborne. Now this is almost like their samurai-esque Dark Souls. So, or ninjas, I don't know.
Ninjas.
They're like grappling around and doing all kinds of crazy shit. I love the Dark Souls games. So I'm really interested in this. It looks really cool. So yeah, we saw Crackdown 3.
Delayed.
Delayed.
We already knew that.
Terry Crews just yelling constantly.
February also.
Right. That's what's in February 22nd, I think.
Crackdown?
Yeah. I'm going to have to look it up, but I think that's one of the other ones.
The Metro game they showed is February.
Right. But I think Crackdown's one of the big ones that's also slated as of now for February 22nd. So they announced about a week before E3 that Crackdown was going to be delayed. Probably smart, right? I mean, you don't come out with Crackdown, show all that, and then say delayed. Again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's cool that they announced, or smart that they announced that before. How many people are still like itching for Crackdown 3 though? I don't know.
People do really like Crackdown.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
I guess having Terry Crews as like the face of it too helps.
Does it though?
Yeah, he was just yelling and shit.
Well, everybody loves Terry Crews, right?
Do they still?
I don't know. Maybe they don't.
I don't know. It's just, I like Terry Crews, but for some reason, him yelling constantly in this trailer made me like, okay, calm down.
He works for the ridiculousness that Crackdown
right, which I get
is.
It.
So.
Which is why, like, wasn't he like yelling constantly in the Old Spice commercials too?
Right. And the Crackdown trailer was funny because Terry Crews is yelling the whole time as Bailey's saying, and also the music was just so much louder than anything he was saying.
Yeah.
So you're just hearing all this like,
yes.
like oh, no, no.
It was weird.
That was exactly how it was.
So I got a kick out of that. But yeah, so Crackdown 3 is going to be, as of now, I think it's February 22nd, 2019. Very crowded day.
They also showed
Metro, which comes out in February 22nd, and they showed The Division and Tomb Raider.
That's right.
This was Division, the first time we saw like all that.
Right, and I think we knew The Division 2 was coming, but this was our first look at it, which was really cool. I think. I mean, they didn't show gameplay in this one, did they? It was just the CGI trailer.
They did show gameplay.
Yeah, they did.
They showed, okay. Well, they showed The Division another day.
Well, Division gets shown at Ubi's conference, and that's when I think you definitely see gameplay there. I don't remember if Microsoft got to show it or not.
They did show some of that.
They
Xbox,
did? Okay, yeah. Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. Either way, though, I think that game looks awesome. I'm actually really excited.
No. Yeah, I played a little bit of the first one. I really liked it.
I didn't even really know much about it, and then I saw this gameplay, and I was like, fuck, I definitely want to do this.
Wasn't The Division one of like the first, and I think it was with Sony, but like in this generation, like the PS4, Xbox One, I think that was one of the first games they were showing for it. And it took a while to come out. And I think when it finally came out, people were a little bit let down.
That would
by
make sense.
It.
Yeah.
And I think that's right. More what it was. Because this game looked, it was one of the first like next gen titles they were showing off. And when it came out, it's almost a mix of maybe being a letdown, but also we're just on this generation now. So things aren't wowing us as much as like the first games.
Right.
So maybe that had something to do with it. I think maybe it was also a little broken and they fixed it since then. But yeah, I think Division 2 looks really cool. I'm definitely going to get it and play it because I more played the beta for the first Division.
Yeah, same here.
But I really liked it. It was fun.
I think the most interesting reveal was what, first of all, they teased a Battletoads game, and there hasn't been a Battletoads game in, I don't know, 20 something years. Right. It's been a very, very long time, probably longer than that.
They didn't show anything.
No, they just showed the title, and then they showed a skateboarding game, which I thought was going to be Skate 4.
And what it ended up being called?
Session. A game called Session, which, I mean,
it's going to be the next.
It still looks cool, though.
It looked like Skate.
Yeah. Well, you were like, this is going to be Skate 4.
Yeah, because I love Skate. I love any type of Skate game.
Well, didn't like the Skate servers go back online this last week, too?
I don't know.
I think they did.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. I heard that like the actual like dedicated servers for Skate just went back online out of nowhere this past week.
I think I heard that too.
So people were really thinking, oh, well, they're going to announce the next Skate game. Right. And I guess in a sense, is that what this is? It's like the
I
next.
I think so. Yeah, it's the successor to Skate. I mean, there hasn't been a good Tony Hawk game in a long time.
So you're basically getting
and
it.
And then they also showed a trailer for this game called Tunic with that Fox Zelda looking game.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
That looks
really
so good too.
That looks really relaxing.
It does. I think I was saying while I was watching, like,
and
I
that's an Xbox. That's an exclusive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I don't have an Xbox. Maybe I'll have to get one. I don't think. but that looked really good.
And then they showed the Life is Strange spinoff.
Yeah. Was it the Strange Adventure?
The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. And they revealed on June 26th it'll be free to play.
That's right. And they clear this up at Ubi's show, actually, but I think it's actually completely free. Like, I thought it was free to start.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
But the entire game is free. I believe which is very... Well, that's... They really made a point, and we'll get into that later when we talk about Ubisoft, but I think they really made a point to say this entire game's free. It's not just the first episode.
Yeah.
And kind of more as like a segue into Life is Strange 2. Is that why they're doing it?
Uh-huh.
Get people to play it and then
apparently
push
like
the
a,
main one
it's
out.
A prequel of sorts. Right. Not direct, but it's supposed to be in the same universe. Yeah.
I think it looks really cool. The kind of like guitar strumming music they had playing too.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Very, like,
it looks like a sweet style
heartwarming.
Game.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't even talked about the biggest trailer that there was at this conference.
Are you talking about Forza?
Uh-uh. No, Forza looked good, though.
Well, I was going to say, we haven't talked about Forza at all. They showed a lot about Forza, the big thing being that the seasons change. And
that game, I think that game looked like a lot of fun.
It does look a lot of fun. They teased it as being this whole, like, seamless world where you can just... You're always connected. Is that what it was? You're always connected to everybody else that's playing?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Sounds like
if it works out like that, then, I mean...
The Forza Horizon games are really good. They're really thought out, and if you're not even that into cars or the tech of it all, it's easy to just jump right in and just...
Right.
It's fun. It's fun for everybody.
When we were watching it, you described it as being like more arcade-y.
It is more arcade-y, and you can play with your friends, and on the big maps that you drive through, there'll be speed challenges, and you can... Like, you and your friends can try and get a better speed on each camera. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
There's all sorts of fun stuff to do. Yeah.
Wait, so what was the one you were talking about then?
What?
The big one.
We got our first look at Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. That speaks volumes, I think, because, I mean, at this point, I guess
I wasn't expecting it.
Me neither. And up until maybe this last year, I still was just like, is that game really going to come out on Xbox One?
It is.
Why? It's so weird. But yeah, so Microsoft getting the very first E3 look at Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yep.
It was interesting. A few days before this, they announced the release date at an orchestra show. So we knew what the release date was already, but that was the first time we actually saw the release date after a trailer on screen, and it showed Frozen stuff for the first time.
Yeah, introduces the Frozen world.
Showed Wreck-It Ralph.
If you didn't know, it Kingdom Hearts 3 got delayed.
About
arguably
a month.
It wasn't a huge delay. All we knew up until this happened was that it was coming out in 2018, and now it's coming out January 29th, 2019.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, take it for what you will. The trailer I thought looked really good. I know not everybody's super on board with it.
I thought it
the
was
game's
good.
Not finished. The game's not coming out tomorrow, so they still have work to do. But
I'm sorry. You should just say how you reacted when you found out.
I mean, we went
that
nuts.
It got delayed, dude.
Oh, that it got delayed.
Your reaction?
I guess I can talk.
I felt bad, but I was also kind of laughing.
Right.
That you've been I've had a few days
to accept it. That's the thing. I've been. I want to just like dive into this game. So at work, I was even saving a few of my extra vacation days for 2018 that I had left to just take off when they finally announced the release date. And I was just going to play through it and fucking love my life. But they fucked me by a month, by a whole month.
But that like really does screw your vacation days.
Well, it does
too.
Because next year I want to go to Disney World. So
I mean, the thing is, it's kind of upsetting, but at the same time, I was calling November, so if they need to take 2 more months to perfect it,
what's the thing?
It's not like it's a huge delay.
Do you want an unfinished, broken Kingdom Hearts 3?
No. Not at all.
So I say take all the time.
Perfect the shit out of it.
And then I guess I have another question, because I don't know when else to talk about Kingdom Hearts 3. Do we think it stays with January 29th?
Yeah. Only because they released like this collector's edition.
God, and
they
that's do. The funny thing. So many people are like, oh, here we go. I'm starting to push it back. But like, I really don't think it's
going to be. I think the worst it would be March. But
yeah,
it's
I could see
debate.
Them pushing it to March because Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in March.
Yeah.
Like fucking 12 years ago. Wait. It came out in 2006, right?
Right. Yep.
So it's going to be 13 years later.
Wow.
Imagine that. 2006. We play Kingdom Hearts 2. What would you do if you knew at that time you're gonna get the third game in 20 fucking 19?
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, the game became such a myth at a certain point that eventually I just accepted it and just kept playing the spinoffs. Yeah. But we're getting it.
We're getting it. We're finally
the
getting it.
The only thing that was weird about the trailer was this: there was a weird sound editing to where there's a part in the trailer where it switches. It's a weird segue, and the new song theme song starts, and all the character you can only hear their like.
You just hear like,
you hear like they're like
the whole time, like while the
sound
over
effects
the music.
It's very bizarre, but I thought it was a good trailer. It got me excited.
Right. But yeah, it looks good. And like I said, Microsoft got it first. So points to them. You
and
know.
The only other big points thing I feel like they really announced was all the, they talked about Xbox Game Pass a lot, where you pay a certain subscription and you get, they
it's
were announcing,
worth it, dude.
They were
I'm
announcing
glad
games
you brought
constantly.
That up because I think Microsoft had kind of like a very tough task ahead of them at this conference. You know, you needed to show some exclusives, you needed to show that you were all right, but you also had to give people some other reason or something to it's kind of cool that's going on with Microsoft. And I think the what's it called, Game Pass? That is kind of it, because they announced a few games, a bunch of them came out like that, or four big ones like Fallout 4.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what the other ones were, but
I think Forza is going to be on it when it comes
that's
out.
That's what I was going to get to. A lot of their new games that are coming out are actually going to go straight to Game Pass.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
really
I mean,
cool.
It's a lot of content. If you have an Xbox and you pay for that subscription, I mean, there's going to be lots of stuff to play.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, you actually get to download the games, right? It's not
yeah,
just a streaming
do.
Thing like PS or PlayStation Now. Yep. So, because I don't think really technologically we're there yet where we can just seamlessly stream games and you don't notice.
You gotta have
the
really
difference.
Good internet.
Right, you do. And even when you do, there's still, you know, it's just not the same if you notice what's going on. So, yeah, Game Pass looks really cool. I think that gives people more of a reason to buy an Xbox One. One thing I'll knock Microsoft for, they kind of come out with all this new stuff and then they drop that thing in at the end about how they're already working on the next Xbox.
I think they're just really trying to get their fans excited. Like, we're going to try and change the now, but we're going to have great things later.
I guess.
And you can knock them for it, 100%.
Well, that's the thing. I think if you're really trying to come out and get people to, maybe they're not, but I don't see why they wouldn't be trying to get people to buy Xbox Ones that don't already have it. That's not the way to do it.
No, it's not.
Because I don't think anybody's saying, like, PlayStation clearly has won this generation. I don't think that's going to change. Nobody's saying that by default means PlayStation's going to win the next generation.
No.
Microsoft could come out the gate.
Microsoft
and it could
won
be,
the last
they
one.
Did. It could just flip back. So it's almost like if you're still trying to make an effort and get people to buy this one, why announce the next thing now, you know?
I guess they're just thinking really big.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was a well-paced conference. It was entertaining.
Yeah,
they announced
so too.
A lot of stuff. They showed a lot of games. Even if not everything's exclusive, it was still a lot of stuff to play if you have an Xbox.
Right.
So all in all, it was good.
That's the thing. I think Microsoft had a set of just a few things they really needed to do. They needed to get people excited about Microsoft games again. They needed to show exclusives. And I think they did that. They succeeded on that. And the things that they fell flat on was... You know, not things that really like dug them underground or pulled them down. So I think they did a good job and they did it what they need to. So
all in all, they did really well. I'm proud of them personally.
It was good. It was better than a lot of their other ones for the past year. So
right. Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's our, you know, kind of what we're thinking about Microsoft's press conference. I think they definitely were more in the E3 mood now.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
We're already way pumped at this point.
We are, yeah. Okay, so then the other big one that happened today was Bethesda had their conference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
they did. They
did. Which links a lot with Xbox.
Yeah, they do. So, because we saw Fallout 76 earlier. So Bethesda, obviously not on the same scale as Microsoft. We weren't expecting them to be as far as like Grandeur and
Bethesda's is always more personal because Bethesda has such a big and core fan base that everybody they have a big fan base,
right?
And they're even if they don't announce a lot of stuff that appeals to everybody, it appeals to big Bethesda fans. I'm a big Bethesda fan myself. I mean, I've played most of the Fallouts and all the Elder Scrolls,
right?
Which,
well, that's the thing. So Bethesda, I think they spent a little bit too much time talking about mobile games and spinoffs and things that weren't there. Because Bethesda has these big games that people really care about. Fallout 70. And they spent a lot of time on Fallout, the new Fallout, and the Elder Scrolls, which they showed us stuff we didn't really want.
I can tell you, though, I'm obviously I don't really play phone games as much, but like they show too much of it. Like, I do not care.
It's very strange. So
they should just do a quick announcement and then move on. So, I don't understand. Yeah,
the game that they showed was Elder Scrolls Legends. It's coming to mobile devices.
Right.
But they also said they're going to bring it to other things, too. And they're going to mix it with VR. Like, they're making this very ambitious thing.
For no reason.
It's almost like it's almost like just to make it.
Right? Yeah.
Because how many people, the whole thing was, you can be like standing in line or sitting somewhere like at the DMV playing this new Elder Scrolls game. And somebody can be at their house on their fucking like $1,500 PC gaming rig and playing it in VR.
Right.
And you can be playing against each other. But is the guy on his PC going to be really playing again? Like, is he going to be spending his time doing that? I don't know. Yeah, it's more like
It looked like more like it's a game you can just pick up, play a little bit,
right?
And put it
back down. It's just something extra they're trying to give everyone. Yeah. But it seems like they spent so much time on something that's supposed to be extra.
Well, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, he announced this as something that they've wanted to do like forever.
It's coming to Switch too.
Yeah, well, it's going to be everywhere, right? That's the thing. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be completely free. As far as downloading it and playing it.
Right.
I don't know if there's going to be more stuff in it, but...
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, they got to...
They got to make it somehow. They got to make that cheddar.
Bethesda also kicked off their show with a performance from Andrew W.K.
That's true.
That was just
kind of... It was very crazy.
In his all white. He looked like freaking Jesus being baptized.
It was very entertaining and funny. But, like, I feel like people in the crowd didn't give a fuck about it.
It's almost like, did he need to play the whole song?
Did y'all see, like, the crowd? Like, one or two people are like... headbanging, and then like after that nothing.
The song was supposed to go with Rage 2,
right? Which that was cool.
And Rage 2 looked good.
Rage 2 looked super cool.
We saw more of Rage 2. We saw like an entire gameplay demo of it, I think.
Yeah.
So Rage 2 looks good.
I'm
Andrew
excited
WK
about that.
Was, you know, whatever. He's gonna be the
he did his thing.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in Rage 2, I hear. I'm kidding. That's a fake rumor. I just created.
I don't know. You heard
spread
it first.
Spread it.
Spread it.
I forgot they showed another Doom game too.
Yeah,
they
Eternal.
Did. Doom Eternal,
which I totally forgot about.
Yeah, I kind of did too. But I guess at the same, I didn't play the new Doom, but I've heard nothing but great
good things.
And so it makes sense. It's time
it
to
wicked.
Didn't they do
for the next one.
Didn't they do Wolfenstein 2?
Yeah, they did.
It was DLC.
Exodus, right?
It was DLC for Wolfenstein 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually didn't get that from the trailer, so that's I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about this real quick because I don't think anybody mentioned it. I don't know if anybody plays the Just Cause games here.
Oh yeah.
Just Cause 4 was announced, and I thought the trailer was really, really hype.
It did. The trailer looks really cool.
It was
There's a lot of, I mean,
I never played it, but it definitely made me care about
those
it.
Those games are so
it
fun.
They're crazy
to,
action
like,
games.
Yeah.
It looked cool enough to like check it out.
No, you should. But
don't you get to drive like a bulldozer in it or something?
You can do anything you want.
I like the sound of that.
So no, I mean that trailer was really hype. I just wanted to.
Yeah. And then what? It leaked, I think, sometime last week on Steam. Steam kind of fucked up and put it as like an ad that apparently everybody was seeing. And then I think they were just like, "Fuck it, you're just gonna put it up there." So, yeah, you know. So
they
it
also,
looks good though. It does look really
for
good.
For Bethesda, they showed Prey DLC 2, which is it available now?
Oh, okay. The DLC isn't, but one of the updates is
big
updates available. It came out,
and that looked good. Prey's a very good game.
Were you surprised that they spent so much time on Prey, though? Because I think I was, and I haven't beaten Prey, but I really do like that game. I'm kind of surprised that they're giving it this much attention, though.
No, I'm not surprised. Not? No, because when it came out last year, it was kind of a big deal. A lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people played it.
That's true.
So. It did seem like a big deal whenever it first came out.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know if it's really the kind of game that ever gets a sequel, right? I mean, I don't know if it's...
It is technically a sequel. Or it's a reboot.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the original Prey game came out in like 2007 on Xbox 360. Like forever ago.
Okay, well, see.
It was one of the first early games on 360.
Oh, okay.
It's a reboot, though.
It's not a sequel. Well, that's what I mean. So do they make a sequel to this game, or is that it?
I don't know how the first one ends, because I didn't finish it, so...
It's almost like, I think, yeah, they give it, like, some momentum now with new DLC and, like, the hide-and-seek mode and stuff. It looks really cool, but then that may end up being the end of Prey. Who knows?
Well, what Bethesda did very well was they... Because wasn't... Rage 2 was announced from Walmart, because it leaked, right?
Right.
And I love that...
They joked about it.
I love that Bethesda always makes fun of the memes about themselves. Yeah. Like, they brought up that, and then Todd Howard brought up something else about... Was it Fallout?
The Skyrim thing you're talking about?
Oh, they had the whole commercial?
Yeah, they had this whole commercial thing where they joked that Skyrim was playable on Alexa.
Yeah.
And you can actually, if you have an Alexa, you can like you can do that.
Oh, you can?
Uh-huh.
That's really
so
funny.
I love, like, that's why I love Bethesda's conferences.
How long does she go along with it for?
I don't know. I just know that apparently it is, you can do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I always love the way Bethesda presents things. I think the head of Bethesda and Todd Howard are both very charismatic, right, and they know what people want. And even if they announce something that's not too exciting, they do it in a very good way.
They do. They're a lot better, like, public speakers, too.
They are, and they showed what they finally... Todd Howard came out and talked about what Fallout 76
really
was.
That's what I was going to say. So to segue into that, we finally find out what Fallout 76 actually is. It had been kind of rumored that it was going to be somewhat along the lines of, like, a Rust arc-type survival RPG.
It seems better than
that. But it's so much better. It does seem a little better, I think, when he said...
The things that really got me on board, because I wasn't going to, I'm like, I want Fallout 5.
I'm so
interested. Or Fallout 4.5. You know, I didn't want this weird online thing. So they needed to do something that was going to be like, okay, well, it's not going to be just Ark and Rust. When he said that you're not playing with hundreds of other players, you're maybe playing with dozens.
A dozen? That's cool.
I don't want it to be overcrowded. When he said you're never going to see server lists, I was also super on board with that, because...
And they said they're making dedicated... Like,
right. It's going to be 100% dedicated servers,
years.
Which is great. Yeah. Because that's the thing with those games like Rust and Ark, and I get this is just a personal thing, but when you boot up the game and you see all the server lists pop up and you know, okay, well, let me find my server, and when I click on that server, all my shit's there, and I'm, you know, I'm important there, and I've got everything there, but if I join any of these other servers,
you're not gonna have
I have nothing. I'm, as you know, a beginner. You know what I mean? So it them saying everything carries over everywhere you go, it's just a little bit more... it feels slightly more Fallout to me, so we'll see. They announced a beta is going to be coming out for it, and I think the game comes out November something.
November. I have the date.
A day.
Stay tuned. But yeah, so it comes out this year.
I think that's Thanksgiving.
Well, there is a release date.
That's going to be our Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Because you're thankful for it.
there you go.
But yeah, so it looks good. It's going to be different. I think you have to have an open mind for it. But
November 14th.
November 14th.
What worries me is, well, not worries me, they didn't show anything with VATS, which is a huge part of the Fallout game.
I don't think it's going to be in it.
And that's what worries me, because I feel like shooting isn't like a huge part of...
It's not.
And so it'll be
interesting. Fallout 4 was better than Fallout 3 as far as the actual shooting mechanics go, but it's not... It's, you know, we're going to see how it works as a multiplayer
game.
Bethesda
knows what people complain about, though, so I'm sure...
Right, we'll get to it. But yeah, and then so basically they ended their con... They had to kind of...
Two big reveals.
Yeah, two big
teases.
Reveals. which ended up being...
A new IP.
A new IP. Starfield?
Yeah.
Starfield. The problem with this is they don't show you a whole lot, which they're not ready to, I get... And they needed to end it on hype, so I get
they show
everything
you, like,
that they
barely
did.
Barely anything, though.
But really, for Starfield, you just see, like, generic space.
That's the idea of it.
And for Elder Scrolls 6, which they teased after that, which is going to come after.
You see some grass.
You just see some grass and Elder Scrolls 6.
I'm really excited. I've told you all this a million times. I wanted a space game from Bethesda for a really long time, so I'm happy that this is the direction they're going
in.
Maybe we don't get it for a very long time, but once we do, maybe it even replaces what Mass Effect was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It could be.
Yeah,
so. It should
true.
Be. Bethesda nails this shit, so when it comes out, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
We just have to wait for it. And, you know, who knows when we'll see more of it. We'll be next E3, the E3 after that, we don't really know, but Bethesda really focused on nailing that everything they showed aside from this was coming out in the next year, and this is going to be beyond, so I think at least we have to look forward to it next year to see more. So what'd y'all think? Bethesda did good? They did a good job?
I do.
I thought they were good. I mean, their conference is always a little different. It's more about appealing to what their specific fans want, like I said. So
I definitely think I was the most excited to see everything about Fallout. But I think that was like what I was most interested in. But other than that, I mean, most of the games were pretty cool. Like what they showed for them was interesting. Yeah. So good job, Bethesda.
Good job, Bethesda.
Yeah. Good on
Microsoft and Bethesda were both. They're both.
They did. I think this is the E3 that you wait for and you know expect. So.
I think Microsoft was great, and I would say Bethesda's was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Agreed. I'd probably say the same thing.
Agreed with you. All right. So this has been day two of E3. If you like this, we do a weekly show every week. We're called Miss the Bus. Like I said, if you have any time, go on iTunes, drop us 5 stars, leave us a review. We really appreciate it. You know,
all that good shit.
Yeah, all that good shit.
And more E3 to come.
More E3 to come. Check out our other E3 episodes if you want to know the need to knows.
The need to knows.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.